Welcome back to Dialed In, and welcome to Jack's Garage. And in Jack's Garage, the driver at Dover of the number 17 Little Hug Fruit Barrels Ford Fusion for Roush Fenway Racing. The 17 team was at the second Harvest Food Bank for Fifth Third Day today. It's an annual day where Fifth Third Bank employees volunteer their time in local communities with charities, and today they packed 1,300 backpacks of donated food. Really cool what you did today, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
It's always fun. It's become an annual tradition here with the number 17 team and our partner Fifth Third. And it's fun, you know, working with all the Fifth Third employees and, you know, mixing our team up with their team and packing these backpacks for kids to take home on the weekend so that they'll have food over the weekend in our community and the ones that need it. So that's it's really cool to be able to give back and do it with your team. Do something with your team outside of just, you know, being at the racetrack all the time. And so my whole team enjoys it. I enjoy it. And Fifth Third, like you said, they do this, you know, all across the country and their different regions that that they're in and serve their communities all across the country.
Who was there with you today, your entire team?
The entire pretty much A team. So, you know, my engineers and crew guys that are, you know, with me throughout the whole weekend.
Very cool. And a salute to Fifth Third Bank and the 17 team for that and helping the needy. How about Talladega? Okay. So you overcame adversity and drove your Fifth Third Bank Ford to a solid top five finish at Talladega. And we want to know what happened at the end of that race. I know you wanted to win. You were one of the Fords in the pack. Can you take us through the end and your feelings about how that race ended?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I guess I didn't really notice until I went back and watched the race that the lead pack was fairly small. You know, obviously there was a lot of cars with damage and, you know, the packs were split up. And but, you know, looking back at the race, you know, I went to the outside with two laps to go, and I felt like I gave myself enough time to you know, get to the front from, you know, fourth or fifth. But, you know, I think I wish I'd have gone, you know, maybe a lap earlier. I didn't go a lot earlier than that because I didn't want to bring back everybody else into contention. I knew that if, you know, I waited until, you know, two or three to go, that I'd really kind of just, you know, worst I'd finish was fifth, and that's kind of what happened. So, you know, all in all, I think I did everything that I thought I needed to do. I'll keep studying it and make sure that, you know, if I felt like there was anything different I could have done, you know, I'll make sure I'll be on it for next time.
Chase Elliott tweeted, he said, well, actually, Chase Elliott was in the media center when he said he was surprised the Fords didn't go with him, that they didn't want to win more than that. And you tweeted, by the way, to be clear so everyone knows, I wanted to win bad, thought I went when I needed to go, just didn't work out. It is really hard to define, you know, when all that's happening and everybody is watching, what the plan of the Fords was. Did you know that although they wanted to stick together, at the end, if somebody wanted to go, they should go even if another Ford was at the front?
Well, I think all of us at the front wanted to win. I was just talking to Harvick after the race and leaned up against his car, and I looked at his stickers that he had above his door. I said, hey, I really needed one of these. And, you know, I was like, I thought I went when I needed to. But, you know, for me, you know, I think the nine pulled out of line, you know, fairly early, probably eight or nine to go. And I think he kind of wanted to go towards, you know, make it from, you know, fifth to the lead. But, you know, I didn't feel like I wanted to go then. So I stayed in line and got four of us Fords lined up in the front. And, you know, the way we work at Ford is, you know, if I can't win, I need to help another Ford win. And so I felt like I put myself in position to win. And if not, I knew another Ford was going to win. So that was my agenda.
Right. What was the nature of that race, you think?
It was intense at times, and I think sometimes it was fairly calm. The cars were definitely sliding around a lot more than they normally do at Talladega and more than kind of what we're used to there, which is fun at times, but it also makes it difficult to be super aggressive and, you know, throw big blocks on people or get big runs on cars. So You know, I think all in all, it was a decent race. It wasn't the worst race, but you know, I got to quit getting penalties. That kind of took us out of the race for a little bit, but we caught some cautions at the right time. Was able to run back up through the field fairly quick to get ourselves in, you know, another top five there at Talladega.
Why do you think there were so many speeding penalties at Talladega, Ricky?
Well, you know, with the cars being lower, you know, coming to pit road is just a little more difficult. When you get in the brakes, the car hits the ground, and it's kind of hard not to lock up your tires when you're coming that fast into pit road. So you're trying to be careful of that, but at the same time, you're trying to get, you know, not lose as much speed as possible. And I just got caught, you know, I didn't get slowed down enough.
Yeah, it was wild to watch. It was speeding penalty after speeding penalty. Anything else you noticed about that race? And the handling of the cars really is one of the reasons why, as well as the lower downforce, that we didn't see, like you said, the aggression.
Some handled better than others. I felt like my car, I felt like, handled pretty decent. I felt like that was one of our advantages of being able to, you know, maneuver my car around. I could run in the middle of the pack if I needed to run in the middle lane, and I didn't feel uncomfortable doing that. And so that was one of, I felt like, a good thing about our car. But, you know, all in all, it's part of racing. Some cars don't drive good, some do. And, you know, I saw a lot that didn't, but I saw a lot that did. And the ones that did, I felt like were out.
Yeah. What about, I talked to you last week, and you said you had talked to Trevor Bayne. I asked you at the media center about that. What about talking to Matt Kenseth, who'll be racing with you guys at Kansas? Have you had a chance to chat with him?
I have. I went to lunch with Matt this week, and it was good to just sit down and talk to him and, you know, kind of talk about the things that, you know, we're struggling with our race cars, and, you know, what we're, you know, trying to get better and, you know, trying to fix and to make our cars faster. And because there's definitely things that I feel like need to be addressed to make them faster. And I think Matt will be able to see that once he gets in our cars. But, you know, it was good just to hang out with him. And, you know, I haven't been a teammate with him since 2012 when I was in the Xfinity Series. And, you know, he was in our Cup cars. So I haven't really been on the Cup side a teammate with him yet. But looking forward to that.
You think he'll be able to help with the things that you discussed with him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he gives insight from, you know, being able to win races and, you know, compete for championships at Gibbs. I think, you know, hopefully he can bring some of that knowledge over that, you know, that they learned over there that made their cars faster. You know, I think that would pay benefits if he could bring that over.
And let's also talk about Dover, headed there this weekend, the number 17 Little Hug Fruit Barrels Ford Fusion. You have 11 career starts at Dover in Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. You have an average starting position of 17.7 and an average finishing position of 20.9. That is a tough track. Can you best those start and average finishes at Dover this weekend?
I definitely think we can. I think, you know, seems like I've had issues at Dover. We've been running really well. We were running third or fourth there at this race last year and blew a right front tire, and that was a bummer. So hopefully we can find that speed that we had when we were there last year and see if we can't, you know, better those averages, because I feel like we can. We put ourselves, you know, with our good race that we had at Talladega, put ourselves in a good position points-wise. You know, obviously, we want to win and get locked into the playoffs, but right now it's going to be about consistency and bettering those averages, you know, at every racetrack we go to.
You also, you led a couple of laps at Dega and tweeted you really wanted to win on Dale Sr.'s birthday. I thought that was cool.
No, it would have been cool. I saw earlier that day that Junior had posted that it was his birthday, and I was like, well, heck, there's no better place to win than Talladega on his birthday, so I thought that would have been pretty neat, and you know, with Junior posting that, that's how I knew it.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, Brian Patty's been gambling on pit strategy the last few races. Will that continue, and are you feeling positive about Dover? We were just talking about how difficult Dover can be.
I definitely feel positive about it. You know, Brian's an aggressive pit caller, and I like it. I'm an aggressive driver. I appreciate, you know, the – you know, when you don't have cars that are just fast enough to go out and lead every lap, you know, sometimes you can win races on strategy and definitely better your finishes on strategy. And Brian's really good at that. He's been known for that throughout the years. And, you know, I'm glad that he's on our pit box making those decisions.
Well, listen, I salute you for what the 17 team did today at the Second Harvest Food Bank for Fifth Third Day. It's always cool when you're able to give back, donating food for the needy children in the Charlotte area, and you yourself going there today to pack backpacks. And good luck. I'll see you at Dover. You want to add anything?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I look forward to hopefully continuing. You know, I know we've got two top fives in the last three races, but that race at Richmond's kind of got me mad because I made too many mistakes. So I plan on minimizing my mistakes, and we plan on getting our cars a little bit faster each week and hopefully continue to our progress.
Well, thanks a lot, man, for joining us on Jack's Garage tonight. Always happy when you grab a wrench. See you at the track this weekend, all right?
Thank you, Claire. Appreciate it.